Chapter 11. Randy was able to keep as discreet a distance as he liked, as Denise was all but impossible to lose track of. There were other dwarves on the streets, and no shortage of drunks, but Denise was by far the least coordinated and the most belligerent. Whichever way she stumbled, fearsome creatures and men who looked tough enough to kill her with their thumbs alone stepped out of her path.
"What's the matter with you, mother?"
She paused to vomit on the street.
"Fuckers! Ain't you never seen a bitch with a beard before?"
She swerved her hips and waved her axe above her head like a feather boa.
"Who wants to show a lady a good time?"
It was amazing that her antics hadn't attracted the attention of local law enforcement before now, but they had presumably been preoccupied with the burst of chaos that had been incited by the clamor of those god-awful bells, which had thankfully stopped ringing a short while ago. Her luck had just run out, though. Two soldiers, identically dressed in shining armor and golden cloaks, marched briskly toward her.
"In the name of His Majesty, King Winston the Wise," said the older of the two soldiers, a dark-skinned human with stern eyes, a deep, commanding voice, and an immaculately trimmed salt-and-pepper beard, "I demand that you lower your weapon."
Denise put down her arms and ceased her embarrassingly anti-erotic dance. She wiped some vomit off of her beard with her arm and turned to face the soldiers.
"In the name of his black commie ass, King Obama, how about I lower my pants?"
The two soldiers glanced at one another. The younger of the two, blonde-haired and clean-shaven, was obviously a rookie on the force and looking to his superior for guidance on how to proceed, but it was clear that neither of them knew what to make of Denise's proposition. The younger soldier cleared his throat and took the initiative, addressing Denise cordially.
"That will not be necessary, m'lady."
Denise staggered toward the young soldier.
"What's the matter, boy? You holding out for one of those skinny Disney bitches up in a tower? Let me tell you, son, you ain't never had a woman like me. I'll make you come like a fucking howitzer."
The distressed young soldier stepped backward, his spear held defensively in front of him, obviously not wanting to stab this sad dwarf woman, but possibly considering it.
"Sir?"
"Good lady,"
said the black soldier with the forced politeness of law enforcement officers engaging drunks that Randy had witnessed on countless episodes of Cops.
"I demand you stand down at once."
Denise shifted her stagger in his direction.
"Oh, I ain't forgotten about you, Big Daddy. Don't you worry. We're gonna get that beard of yours good and sticky."
The seasoned veteran's face portrayed a flash of embarrassment and outrage as he glanced at the small congregation of onlookers who had stopped to see the spectacle. It lasted only a second, replaced by tenuous professional stoicism.
"I warn you, good woman, advance any further, and I'll have no choice but to charge you with disrupting the king's peace."
"If the king wants a peace, I got plenty to go round."
Denise stumbled at the older of the two soldiers and grabbed him by the crotch. In the space of a second, Denise was whirled around, her face planted into the street and her crotch-grabbing arm pinned behind her back.
"Oh, snap!" Randy said to himself.
"Motherfucker, that hurt!"
cried Denise. The soldier held the shaft of his spear against the back of Denise's neck.
"I charge you with assault on a king's guard and..."
"Get your hands off me, Kunta Kinte!"
shouted Denise, fruitlessly kicking her little fat legs.
"I'm a fucking American!"
"And disrupting the king's peace,"
the soldier bellowed.
"You are to be tried by the High Court and awarded whatever justice they deem fit for your..."
"Excuse me," said Randy, stepping forward, hands raised non-threateningly. "Might I have a moment?"
The soldier looked up at him impatiently.
"Sir, I am currently occupied. Perhaps you might address my partner."
He looked at the younger soldier, then back at Randy.
"It's about your prisoner," said Randy.
"Randy?"
said Denise, her cheek still smushed against the street.
"What the fuck are you doing here? You follow me?"
"I'm here to help you," said Randy. "So mind your tongue."
"I don't need help from no cocksucking quirk."
The last part of her sentence was muffled by her face being pushed into the pavement.
"Do you know this woman?"
demanded the soldier.
"She's a friend of mine," said Randy, "and I would like to personally apologize for her atrocious behavior."
"She may speak her own apologies when she stands trial."
"Please, sir," pleaded Randy. "I beg the king's mercy."
He tried to think up a story to inspire sympathy in the guard, but found he was literally unable to tell a lie. Relying heavily on metaphor, he came as close as he could.
"She has recently lost someone very dear to her," he said, referring to the person Dennis was before being stripped of his manhood. "It's driven her mad with grief."
No embellishment needed there.
"If you release her to my custody, I swear by my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I will..."
The soldier stood up straight, pressing the tip of his spear against the back of Denise's neck. He scrutinized Randy.
"You claim to be a follower of the new god?"
"I am a paladin in his name, sir."
The guard smiled broadly, his white teeth gleaming against his dark brown face. Randy smiled back, thinking maybe he should have opened up with that little name drop.
"You see, Sir Pip,"
the older soldier said to the younger.
"Did I not tell you that within hours of the announcement, the streets would be filled with charlatans claiming to represent the new god?"
"That you did, Sir Walter," said the younger soldier.
"I beg your pardon,"
said Randy, just a little indignantly. He wanted to remain respectful, but could not allow his integrity to be called into challenge.
"I would remind you," said Sir Walter, "blasphemy is also a crime."
Randy looked Sir Walter in the eye.
"While I may disagree with that in principle, I've committed no blasphemy."
Sir Walter nodded.
"Very well."
"Ow!"
cried Denise. A trickle of blood leaked from the back of her neck, where Sir Walter's spear had pricked her.
"I was already in custody! I'll have your ass in chains before you can say police brutality!"
She was cut short by a kick in the gut.
"I'm afraid I have to agree with her on that count," said Randy. "That was an unnecessary use of force."
"If you are what you claim to be,"
said Sir Walter,
"treat your friend's wound."
Okay, said Randy, kneeling next to Denise. "If that's what it takes. Do you have any gauze, or maybe just a strip of clean cloth?"
"What use of these worldly remedies has a paladin? Heal her wound with the power granted through you by the new god."
Randy laughed.
"Oh, that's not how it works. Believe me, I pray for Dennis's soul every day. Those faith healers you see on TV, those are the charlatans."
The two soldiers glanced at each other. Sir Walter shifted the focus of his spearhead from Denise to Randy. This time, when he spoke, his voice was loud and impatient.
"Lay your hands on the dwarf and invoke the power of the new god, or you shall stand trial before the High Court together."
Well, shit. Seeing no other option, Randy got on one knee and placed his hand on Denise's neck. It was warm and sticky with sweat and blood. He looked up at Sir Walter.
"My patience grows thin, paladin."
Randy nodded and looked back down at Denise.
"In Jesus Christ's name, I heal you."
A surge of warmth flowed from his chest, down his arm, and out of his hand.
"Oh, damn," said Denise. "That felt nice."
Randy removed his hand. Denise's neck was still smeared with blood, but the wound was clearly gone. He jumped back and landed on his ass.
"Jesus Christ!"
Sir Walter and Sir Pip each took a knee and spoke together.
"Jesus Christ!"
Theirs seemed more out of reverence than surprise. Sir Walter was the first to stand back up. He looked down at Randy.
"I beg your forgiveness. Please accept my humblest apologies, sir."
"Randy?"
said Randy.
"Please accept my humblest apologies, Sir Randy."
"It's cool, man," said Randy, getting to his feet. "Jesus is always ready to forgive when you's ready to ask him to."
Sir Walter bowed his head.
"I thank you, sir."
Can we go now?"
The two soldiers looked at one another. Sir Walter seemed as unsure of himself as Sir Pip. The latter was not prepared to take the initiative this time, deferring to the wisdom of the former.
"It is not my place to detain a paladin of the new god against his will,"
said Sir Walter.
"But the temple leaders will have questions, as might the king himself. May I ask, at least, where I might find you?"
"We're staying at the Horsehead Inn," said Randy.
"Is that a brothel?"
asked Sir Pip.
"Do you mean to tell me the new god approves of his paladins consorting with prostitutes?"
"Jesus enjoys the company of prostitutes."
After a moment of awkward silence, Randy felt the need to elaborate.
"I don't mean that like it sounded. I just mean he don't judge people by their past mistakes. He welcomes sinners with open arms so they might come to know his forgiveness. Also, Horsehead Inn ain't a brothel."
"I know the place of which you speak,"
said Sir Walter.
"It's a ramshackle tavern in the collapsed sewer district, rumored to be inhabited by foreigners and misfits."
Randy nodded.
"That's the one."
"I heard tell that place had burned down."
"They're building it back,"
said Randy.
Folks is really nice there. You two ought to stop by sometime.
You can count on it, Sir Randy. We shall leave you now to go about your business. May you continue to walk in the light of the new god.
Y'all do that too now,
Randy called out as the two soldiers walked away. He hunched down next to Denise, offering her his hand.
How do you like that, Sir Randy?
You get your blaspheming faggot hand away from me,
said Denise, backing away from him.
How can you say that, Dennis?
Don't call me Dennis,
Denise whispered, her eyes on the small crowd of people who were still lingering around.
I'm sorry, Denise, but you just got healed by Jesus Christ himself. It's an honest-to-God miracle.
Denise pointed a finger at him.
You shut your mouth, Randy. Don't you dare drag Jesus' good name through the mud like that.
But your neck.
That weren't Jesus. You said so yourself. That ain't how he works. And even if it did, your hand's jacked off more cocks than a Thai masseuse. Ain't no healing power of Jesus coming through there. That's devil magic, plain and simple.
Devil magic? Come on, Denise.
Denise shook her head.
You had your chance for that, softy. You just stay the fuck away from me, you hear?
She struggled to her feet.
I'm getting the fuck out of this madhouse.
Where are you going?
Said Randy.
That's none of your goddamn business, said Denise. And don't you follow me again. If I so much as see you again, I'll kill you.
As Denise stumbled away, some of the less timid bystanders approached her.
Is it true? Asked a person who looked to be half-lizard.
Were you touched by the new god?
Asked a fur-covered man with tusks jutting out of the bottom of his mouth. Denise brandished her axe, keeping the curious onlookers at bay.
You freaks, stay away from me!
Looking past her, Randy saw a gate in the city walls. Denise was headed out of town. Randy felt compelled to follow and protect her, at least until she sobered up. But two male dwarves stepped in front of him, blocking his path. Each of them wore a blood-smeared leather apron, wielded a bloody dagger, and had a generous spattering of blood all over their faces and coarse black beards. Randy took a step back and looked for the soldiers. They were gone.
Fear not, servant of the new god, said the dwarf on Randy's left. We mean you no harm. We are but humble butchers.
He pointed his dagger at Randy's 8 o'clock position. Randy glanced that way and was relieved to see a butcher shop. Flies buzzed around the half-dismembered carcass of an elk, sprawled out on a table in front of the shop. Beyond that, inside the shop, the carcasses of unidentifiable animals hung from hooks.
My name is Akrok, said the dwarf, and this is my son Targ.
Pleased to meet you,
said Randy, impatiently searching for Denise in the crowd, now that he was mostly certain he wasn't being mugged.
We wish to know the healing power of the new god, said Targ.
These two would waylay him until they got what they wanted, but Randy couldn't see any sign of either of them being injured.
Are you hurt?
Not yet, sir. Don't damage me, apron, said Akrok.
He faced away from his son and balled up his fists.
Give me your best shot, son.
What?
Said Randy.
No!
Torg stabbed his father in the back.
Yarr!
Said Akrok, his fists trembling and face reddening.
You stab like your mother. My turn, Pater,
said Torg. He removed his knife from his father's back, turned around, and gritted his teeth.
Stop that! Cried Randy.
Yarg!
Cried Torg as his father plunged his dagger and God only knows how many elk diseases into his back. When they were done stabbing each other, father and son dwarf knelt before Randy, breathing hard, hair clinging to their foreheads with sweat. Randy was horrified.
Let us bear witness to the power of the new god, said Akrok.
I'm only going to do this once, said Randy, so don't you two go stabbing each other no more, hear?
As you command,
said Torg. His voice was weak, and his face was turning pale. His pater had stuck him pretty good.
Oh, for Pete's sake,
Randy placed a hand atop each of the dwarf's heads.
In Jesus Christ's name, I heal you.
The healing warmth flowed from his heart, down both of his arms, and out of his hands.
Praise be to you, righteous paladin,
shouted Akrok.
And to the new god,
said Torg. Randy nodded.
All right, y'all go on now.
The two dwarves punched each other in the shoulder as they happily made their way back to the shop. Randy looked for Denise, though she'd be long gone. She didn't stand a chance alone in the wilderness. Seeing no sign of her, Randy sighed and headed for the gate.